Leading experts on the effects of mercury poisoning say Canada is unfairly denying care and compensation to victims here. Japanese researchers have been studying members of two First Nations who unknowingly ate fish tainted with mercury from pulp mill effluent over 40 years ago. They say the entire community is suffering and needs help. Jody Porter has that story from Grassy Narrows First Nation in northwestern Ontario.
If you have pain, say you have pain.
A sharp needle is being used to test the sensitivity in Bill Fobister's hands, feet, forehead, and lips.
How is it?
Fobister says the symptoms of mercury are increasing as he ages.
My balance is out, but more so now.
The skin test will help the Japanese researchers record those symptoms. The Japanese believe mercury affects the central nervous system. Dr. Kazuhito Tsuruta designed a special test for mercury patients, but he explains through a translator he's very careful about how the test is used.
This test is to be used in order to determine which part of the brain is damaged, and not to draw a line between a group of patients and a group of non-patients of mercury poisoning.
This is an important point.
The Japanese believe anyone exposed to mercury does suffer effects and should receive compensation. It's a battle these researchers fought for victims of mercury poisoning at Minamata Bay in Japan. Masanori Hanada is the head of the Center for Minamata Studies.
It's important to think about the future, how to live with this disease.
But for now, mercury victims in Canada can only turn to the Disability Board and its strict definitions of who is eligible. The board's chair, Margaret Wanlin, says its mandate is to compensate those who have lost the ability to do traditional tasks like hunting or using a chainsaw.
Because it's a functional assessment, it's looking at people who have symptoms consistent with mercury poisoning, and we're looking at a special population. So there's no way of knowing, I don't think, what the right number is.
The board rejects nearly three-quarters of the people who apply for a pension. On his fourth trip to Grassy Narrows, Anata says he's disappointed by the Canadian approach.
Wow, deja vu. I mean, we have this kind of discussion 30 years ago.
Hanada says it's time for Canada to provide proper care to the victims of this decades-old environmental disaster. Jody Porter, CBC News, Grassy Narrows First Nation.